And that brings us now to Psalm 45. This is a messianic psalm so quoted in the New Testament. It's by the sons of Korah. And it's also a psalm to the chief musician upon Shoshanim. And Shoshanim means lilies. It's a picture of Christ as the Messiah. He's the lily of the valley as well as the rose of Sharon, you know. And the Targum says here that in translating this, "Thy beauty, O King Messiah, is greater than that of the children of man." Now, as we come to this 45th psalm, we come to a very wonderful, wonderful psalm, and we'll just stay here for the rest of this period today. Because this psalm now speaks of the second coming of Christ. And here the entire tenor and tone of the psalms change. Up to this time, it's been these people in tribulation. Now, this looks to the future. This speaks of His advent in glory, His coming as King. You have it in the 19th chapter of Revelation. And our Lord Jesus Christ spoke of it also. And this is the hope of the world. Now, here, "Thy beauty," verse 2, it says, "Thou art fairer than the children of man. Grace is poured into thy lips, therefore God hath blessed thee forever." Now, where it says that, here's where the Chaldean Targum says, "Thy beauty, O King Messiah, is greater than the sons of man." The Lord Jesus says in prophecy in the Song of Solomon, "I am the rose of Sharon. I am the lily of the valley." And you remember when he was here, he says, "Consider the lilies of the field." And when you're thinking of the lilies of the field, consider him. And that's what we do in this psalm here. Now, listen to him in verse 1. "My heart is overflowing with a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." It's a very interesting thing here. He says, "My heart's just overflowing. I just got something I must say, and I wish I could tell it to you because my tongue moves faster than my pen does." And I think that's true for many of us. And have you ever been very excited about something? You write a friend, and then you look at what you've written, and you say, "I wish I could tell it to him." And just this day, while I've been making this tape, I wanted to write a friend of mine down in Florida. And I decided not to write him because I couldn't say what I wanted to say, so I just called him by telephone. And the psalmist chair couldn't call us by telephone, so he's given us the 45th psalm. Now you'll have in verses 2 through 5, you have the Messiah, His person and power. Then you have the Messiah, His government and glory, 6 through 8. Then you have the Messiah, His companions and church, verses 9 through 17.